Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
All right, joining us right now, live from Media Row here at the Army-Navy game, America's game, presented by our friends at USAA tomorrow at M&T Bank Stadium. But today we are live here at the Baltimore Convention Center, just beyond the warehouse at Camden Yards and just off in the shadows of M&T Bank Stadium is the conference commissioner. For a second year in a row, Tim Pernetti is joining us. Last year we were in a very cold, cavernous Arlington National Cemetery Museum. This year, Baltimore Convention Center, nice and warm and friendly and whatnot. And Tim Pernetti has had himself a year. How are you, sir?
Listen, the conference has had itself a year.
But you're the commissioner. You're the boss. So yeah, you've had a year.
I get all these pats on the back about the year, and I'm reminding people I didn't call a play all year long. But, hey, we'll take it. It's been, exactly.
We're trying to give you
exactly.
Credit.
Exactly. We'll take the credit. We're really proud of the year that we had.
It's so hard, and there's so many things I wanted to ask you, my goodness, but I want to concentrate on the good things first. First, before we get to Tulane and the rest of the mess in college football, Army, Navy, last year, everybody thought Army was going to win because Army had been on a heater, and Army was this, and Army was that. Navy goes in Northwest Stadium and kicks their butt. Both teams bounce back, bowl games. This year, Army struggled a little bit. Navy has... continued their ascent. What does this game mean to the conference that you are the commissioner of more than what it means to America?
The impact of the game on the American is immeasurable. It really is. It's probably easy to say, but it affects the conference in a positive way in so many different angles. Mm-hmm. It really does. You know, from the basics, right, of these awesome uniforms that they roll out every year and the American Conference logo being prominently displayed on these uniforms is part of it. But to have Army and Navy in our league has so many benefits because Army and Navy are true national brands. There are not many of those in college football.
There are not.
They're not. And they have a reach beyond the American Conference. And we're going to talk about it later about the chaos going on around college football. Having access to people of influence in Washington through the Army and Navy relationships provides a huge advantage for the American. But this
you mean from a political?
Of course. Right. You know, look, last year there was chatter about the playoff expanding. And the conference commissioners who make up the College Football Playoff Management Committee received a letter signed by more than 100 senators and congresspeople, and it illustrated the importance of the Army-Navy game. my New Jersey translation of it was, don't mess with the Army-Navy game. So I think this thing is going to be, there's going to be a lot of attention on what happens in the future with the playoff. And I think it's important that we continue to protect and defend the Army-Navy game.
You know, it's interesting because I guess I didn't think about that. I don't want any more expansion to anything. I'm cool with what we've got. Yeah. And I'm sorry if somebody gets left out. We'll touch on that in a sec. I'm cool. I don't want anything to happen to this game either. And you know, it's interesting, Tim, because 20 years ago, this is how much I've matured and how much I've changed. And I know you probably don't need to care about this, but I was like, Army-Navy, no, you know, it's just a game. Nobody really good play there. And now it's like the most important game on the schedule for me. Not maybe because it's I've been exposed to it for 5 years in a row, but it is, don't mess with this. Don't expand to 16. Don't expand to 24. Don't rob America of this stage in this game all alone before the Heisman on a post. Do not do that. NFL, go scratch, all of that.
Listen, is that fair? It's very fair because you probably didn't think much of it until you attended it, and then you were
correct.
Like, oh, God.
Yes.
This is different, right?
Way different.
Beyond different. And listen, I have control of certain things and not of others. Mm-hmm. I'm one of 10 commissioners in that room. We have to think about the future of the playoff. People are always going to get left out. There is no magic number.
Yes, correct.
Like, at two during the – like, I worked at ABC when we created the BCS. Mm-hmm. At two, people were getting left out. At four, people got left out. At 12, they're getting left out. At 16, they'll get left out.
In college basketball,
people
they get
left
out, Tim.
So there is no magic number.
Yes.
I think the thing we got to do is make sure that the number is commensurate with the number of championship-level teams that have a legitimate shot to win the national championship. And that's a hard argument. I think some will say at 16 this year, Texas, Vanderbilt, Notre Dame, BYU, they all get in. And there's no controversy. What I say is there's controversy, just not about those four anymore. It moves on to four more.
Four different kinds. Yeah. Teams with four losses if they're from a power conference or whatever it might be. You're absolutely right. Tim Pernetti is with us, the commissioner of the American Conference, Army-Navy, of course, Tulane. We'll get there in a sec. Just one more about this game, this stage. You obviously have a five stadium kind of circuit here going on. Foxborough, MetLife, Philadelphia, FedEx, or Northwest Stadium, I should say, new stadium on the way, and Baltimore. I know next year is in New York for this game.
New Jersey.
New Jersey.
To say New York when it's in New Jersey.
My bad.
New Jersey.
You're a New Jersey guy. I get it. I'm my bad. Well, we did Radio Row from like the crew, from the big ship. I forgot what the ship
Intrepid.
Was. The Intrepid. There you go.
Yeah.
In New York. Anyway, it has to remain in these cities. I know there's plenty of other interest in having the Chicago, San Diego, Los Angeles.
Sure.
Because of the coordination of getting the midshipmen and the cadets there, is that the number one reason that prevents this game from really expanding beyond that five-city corridor? And is there any thought of doing anything different?
Yeah, I think
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. and I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You'd have to ask Army and Navy that question about thought about doing things differently. What I would tell you is Tom Theodorakis, the new athletic director at Army, is a young progressive thinker, and he's already started to talk to me about, like, what do we do in the future? Like, what else is out there for us with the Army-Navy game? And, you know, Michael Kelly, who was an athletic director in our league, who joined Navy, replacing Chet, same thing. Like, I think everybody's thinking about the future and at least talking about it. Even if nothing changes, I think it's healthy to talk about it. But that is a huge obstacle, right? Because the cadets and the mids who are in the middle of finals are going to get on buses, and they're going to come in for this game, and they're going to. It's a one-day trip. But if you put the game in San Diego, while financially it probably is hugely attractive, you can't create that atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And I think that's an important element. And I admire the academies for not compromising on that.
I agree.
Right? Because the reality is there's plenty of money on the East Coast that make it easy to get your students in and out. Mm-hmm. And you just rattled off five different sites. Mm-hmm. So if there's five, then there's you stretch it, there's probably seven, and I think it makes sense. But that is a big obstacle. Like, can you imagine the Army-Navy game without the cadets and the mids? Like, forget it.
I mean, walk-on is the coolest thing ever.
It would be different.
Coolest thing ever, right? And that was something I didn't know. Like I said, 15, 20 years ago, I didn't know anything about
that. It's a big obstacle. But the reality is the business side of the Army-Navy game is healthy and getting healthier without having to consider that. So if it's something down the road, like, we've got great leadership at both institutions, and I'm sure they will make whatever decision is best for them.
Yeah, I guess maybe there's other cities that can be done besides San Diego, you know, Chicago, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, where maybe Charlotte, maybe you can make it work, whatever. That's a different argument for a different day. I want to ask you about Tulane, though. I mean, you're not supposed to root for anybody?
I'm rooting for Tulane.
But you're rooting for Tulane. And that's what I was just kind of about to ask. How proud of you are what they've been able to do? And here we are, you know, everybody's upset about Notre Dame. Everybody's upset about this, and everybody's upset about that. I don't know how many people are happy about Tulane and JMU.
I'm one of them.
And specifically for you, Tulane.
Yeah, I'm one of them. I'm rooting for Tulane. I actually love the non-conference games, like the beginning of the year and at the end, because I can pick a side. Because otherwise you stand at these games with your arms folded and you can't pick a side. You just root for good football. So I'm rooting for Tulane. I am proud of Tulane. Tulane has been an institution that's invested very intelligently in their success. Mm-hmm. And they have a president, Mike Fitz, who knows the value of this thing as a marketing arm. David Harris, the athletic director, has done a great job. And what Willie Fritz did to get it rolling was one thing. What John Sumrall's done to take it to the next level has been remarkable. And, like, I'm going to miss John. I love him. The fact that he's finishing the job needs to be paid attention to by every coach in America that took a new job. It's okay to take a job and finish the job without meeting your team, getting on the plane, and never coming back.
Is there a specific situation that you would be referring to in that regard?
No, I think it's every situation. Oh, okay. Like, when do you see a coach take a job and then say, well, I'm going to leave in January after I'm done with the bowl game?
No, I agree.
They don't.
Absolutely,
that's a calendar issue that we need to deal with, but I'm happy for Tulane. And good for James Madison. Like, they had a terrific year, and the way things shook out in the ACC, it gave them the opportunity to get in as well.
So you just mentioned a calendar issue, and you're obviously correct on that, and everybody knows we need a new calendar. How is there any way to get this, never mind the transfer portal window, which comes up, January 2nd,
correct,
I believe it is, but also the early signing and commitment window that we just went through last week. Is there any way to get both of those, just say, hey, you know what, we've got this now 12-team college football playoff, which we didn't used to have. We've got NIL, we've got the transfer portal, which obviously has become such a big deal. Can we just structure it like, I don't want to say like the NFL does, but where we don't do anything until January 15th or whatever that magical date is?
Is there a way? There's always a way.
Yeah.
And I believe that. I think it just requires people that have an interest in change to sit down and really talk about change, which doesn't make anybody super comfortable. But of course there's a way. The difference between us and pro sports is college and universities start their second semester in early January.
Correct.
So the enrollment gets in the
way.
However, yeah. What I'd also say, and I worked on a campus at my alma mater at Rutgers when I was there, is we were enrolling kids in sports that were joining mid-year into February.
Okay.
Like the semester started in January, but we enrolled them into February. But the sweeping change would be everybody starts their second semester later. That's not going to happen. But can we create flexibility for enrollment to go into the first semester after it starts? Because you're holding student-athletes accountable to a timeline.
Right.
Coaches, not so much. But ideally, it's like the season's over, the national championship's over. For 5 days, coaches make their moves. For 5 days, player make their moves, and then you go. That's ideal. Can it be done? The school year thing is a real issue. Like, we have to get into that and discuss it.
You mentioned Sumrall and Tulane and going to Florida and how he's handling it compared to how others have handled it. Certainly, there are issues that are beyond just, you know, hey, why don't they do this? I wanted to leave you with this. Nick Saban, last Saturday, before the carnage really began last weekend and we found out everything that we found out, and Notre Dame went crazy, and I had Joe Theismann on the show the other day, and Joe, you know, still upset, whatever. He said, we need a commissioner in all of college football. You're the commissioner of the American. I can't imagine what your job must be like just handling the schools that you have to handle and the issues that you have to handle on an everyday basis. Can we have a commissioner of college football that can somehow keep all of these conferences, big and small, power and not, together and kind of uniform and cohesive? Or is that a pipe dream? And would you want to do something like that?
I think it depends. Is this a job interview now?
I think it depends on who
you ask.
A radio job interview.
I think it depends on who you ask, if that makes sense or not. To some extent, what the pro leagues have taught us is a league with the ability to oversee and set policy across a large number of sports organizations can work. Okay, what I would say is if college football was going to go in that direction, you don't just have a commissioner of college football and wipe all the other commissioners out. You need those commissioners to continue to run their organizations as part of something bigger. But it can set policy. It can even set controversial policy about spending and expense. Like, to me, since I've started, and because I came out of the private sector, I'm always interested to sit down and talk about change. Like, hey, let's talk about what we would do if we were going to change it.
Mm-hmm.
There is not always a willingness to do that. But I do think the College Football Playoff is an organization that runs the biggest event of the year in college football. Should it be an organization that oversees the sport instead of just runs the event? And I think that's something that's thought-provoking that we should discuss, but it's going to take everybody having a desire to talk about it, and I don't think that's a thing right now.
AMAC, make sure you clip that conversation and that answer from Tim so we can get into it next week when we have a little more time to discuss, because it's fascinating and I think very smart and very on. No, I was not doing a job interview, but I like you.
Provocative.
And I like how you think, so I want to see even bigger and better things for you.
I appreciate that.
So if one day you are the commissioner of college football, just remember your little old radio pal in Washington, D.C.
I will not forget you.
Okay. I appreciate you. Thank you, Tim. Happy holidays to you and your family. Your lovely wife is here. I appreciate you, and congratulations on everything you did running the AC, the American.
You
this
did.
Year.
You caught yourself.
I did. Because, you know, forever AAC. I caught myself in time. But thank you and congratulations.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having
me. Tim Pernetti, the commissioner of the American Conference. Army, Navy, both in the American. Tulane in the college football playoff. They take on those old Ole Miss Rebels next week. Atta boy, Tim. I appreciate you. Happy holidays. Tim Pernetti, great to have him on as always. I think we have an opening slot coming up here before 2 o'clock, and Hugh Douglas from WIP, and of course, former Eagle and Jet coming up, so we will have that for you. Stay tuned. We are on Media Row, Army-Navy America's game, presented by USAA. On the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.